Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TEDx London experts in under 5 minutes.
On this week's Climate Curious, we're speaking to one of the most watched people on the planet, the news anchor and CNN's chief climate correspondent, Bill Weir. Bill has written a collection of letters to his newborn son, River, outlining his hopes for the future generation. Over to Bill to hear more about his unusual journey into climate action. Stay curious.
Hello, my name is Bill Weir. I am the chief climate correspondent at CNN. At the height of the pandemic in 2020, I became a new old dad. I have a daughter who is now 20 years old. She was 16 then, but much to our amazement, we were blessed with a little boy named River, and he entered a world in lockdown and a death ticker in the corner of every screen. There was a democratic revolution going on outside. Racial protests were breaking out around the country. I was covering those. I'd just come back from covering wildfires in California. My partner wore one of my masks to the hospital that smelled of smoke. And it just seemed so dystopian. And as I was holding this little nugget in my arms, I looked down and realized this kid is going to live to see the 22nd century. And I've been covering climate full time for a couple of years before this. And so I daily feast on this constant giant dump of peer-reviewed dread of the things that are happening around the world as the planet is being destroyed in various ways. And it's a very depressing time. So I started to write Earth Day letters to my little boy, sort of letters of apology. Sorry about we broke the sky and the sea. But then I began, as he got older and I began to focus more on solutions in my work, they got more hopeful. By the second and third birthdays, I had met some incredible dreamers and doers, and so much had happened in the climate space that I was waking up with much more wonder than worry. Well, first of all, I think climate stories just need to be told a lot more often. And so the more we talk about the stories, people are going to come into it at various stages of the five stages of climate grief. And some people are cycling through all of those things at the same time, depending on where you are. So I just think that the novelty of climate stories needs to wear off, and it needs to be part of our everyday existence to appreciate how our water, our air, everything that keeps us alive on this beautiful little vulnerable blue marble depends on our attention now more than ever. Lately, I'm drawn to two kinds of stories, two kinds of personalities. Those sort of pioneers in the mitigation space, trying to lessen the problem. I meet entrepreneurs who come up with new and fascinating ways to do that really inspire me. But I'm also driven to the sort of the pioneers and the heroes of adaptation, these sort of lifeguard warriors, you know, the souls who take charge in a disaster and know how to comfort folks who are going through the worst period of their lives. I was in Maui during the wildfires and met a man there, Archie Kalepa, a revered local lifeguard who took the community on his shoulders. And he was managing everything from air quality and water to pharmacy medicines for the neighborhoods, passing things out, keeping spirits high. I watched this guy work and I said, we need a generation of tough folks like that to help us through what's coming, what's built in. And so the lessons of both I'm trying to pass on to my kids in these letters. My dad used to say to me when I would complain about things, good thing you're tough. And I'm going to need to impart that into this generation while I hopefully get them to fall in love with nature and just how much there is to that's worth saving. Completely accidentally, I fell into this job. I started out years ago, I guess my models were David Letterman and Peter Jennings, the American newsman. And I either wanted to be a voice of God news anchor and travel the war zones and international hotspots, or be a late night comedian. And I started as a sportscaster in small markets. I did a morning show in Chicago, auditioned for The Daily Show at one point when Craig Kilborn left, and even spent a year in Hollywood, sold a couple of screenplays and did a bunch of pilots. But my life really changed when I was given an opportunity to be a network correspondent at ABC News. I was an anchor at Good Morning America. And then when it came time to create a climate desk at CNN and they offered it to me, I'd resisted of being pigeonholed into a beat, but I realized this is the beat that encompasses everything. And I leapt at it. And the variety of topics I'm now able to cover is enormous. And I like to say that we're all climate correspondents, whether we know it or not. Much the way everybody in every newsroom became a public health expert during the COVID pandemic, as this story becomes increasingly obvious in so many ways, newsrooms will be drawn into it and start connecting the dots, I predict. Well, I am on CNN most days, and my first book, Life as We Know It Can Be, Stories of People, Climate, and Hope in a Changing World, is out from Chronicle Books, wherever you get your books.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our superstar podcast team at TEDx London. Until next time,
stay curious.